I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday morning, the Senate clears the way for a 45-day spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. The final bill did not include additional aid to Ukraine. The stopgap measure offers no new funding for the border crisis.
The threat of a federal government shutdown was suddenly easing Saturday after the House quickly approved a temporary funding bill to keep agencies open once Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped demands for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic votes for passage. The bill would fund government at current 2023 levels until November 17.
That's USA's Skip Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, prior to the vote, a House Democrat, Jamal Bowman, pulls a fire alarm in a congressional office building. He claims it was an accident and he was trying to open a door, but a security camera catches him red-handed pulling the alarm. Republicans accuse him of trying to stall the vote. Bowman says that accusation is complete BS. The building evacuated. Encounters at our southern border with illegal aliens soaring. San Diego County declaring a humanitarian crisis because of so many people arriving at the California border. CNN speaking with a cartel member, not showing his face and disguising his voice. The man saying in Spanish that migrants need to pay thousands of dollars to cross. The illegal traffickers operating almost like travel agents, collecting the money and then buying airline tickets and telling the migrants where to go. The Biden administration looking the other way, doing nothing to stop the flow. In other news, starting in November, the Navy will start randomly testing members of special forces units for things like steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs. The Army is also expected to conduct random testing. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The Powerball jackpot soars to more than $1 billion after not one ticket hit Saturday night. The next drawing, Monday night, all you need is $2 and one big dream. The numbers to check for the smaller prizes, 19, 30, 37, 44, 46, and Powerball number 22. Good luck. Birthday wishes pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who turns 99 years old today. He's been under hospice care. There was a big party over the weekend at the Carter Library in Atlanta, Georgia. Lots of red, white, and blue balloons and children making birthday cards and eating cake. Carter serving between 1977 and 1981. Tributes continue to pour in for the late California Senator Democrat Dianne Feinstein. USA's John Schaefer reports.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly, and so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer, and her beloved home state of California and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s.
I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.